Penguin Random House Audio presents Madness is Better Than Defeat by Ned Bowman. Read for you by Eric Myers.
Part 1. Madness is Better Than Defeat. Down the river is the light of reason. From Orson Welles' screenplay for an unproduced adaptation of Heart of Darkness, 1939. Springfield, Virginia, 1959. The tribunal will not reconvene until I've had a chance to consider all the available evidence in my case. That is my right as an American and as an officer of the Central Intelligence Agency. If the testimony I've submitted is true, then the proof may be somewhere in that warehouse, and therefore I must be allowed to look for it. My persecutors pretend to regard this rule as an inconvenience, because without it they'd be permitted to empty the warehouse tomorrow to make more room for stolen Politburo cigar stubs or whatever else they want to achieve out here in Virginia. But really, it delights them. There's no easy way to take a measure of all the available evidence in my case, but I estimate it at about 300 million feet, an alchemical prodigy of urine and rock salt and Mayan armor, glossy bales decomposing into nitric frass. To pick through it all with proper care, building a chronology and a concordance is the work of decades, and I don't have decades. This is how I know. During the failed Cuban War of Independence in 1868, a wealthy Spanish family called the Azpeitiguias, who owned sugar plantations near the Valle de Viñales, were besieged inside their villa by their own farmers. They died of yellow fever, all 16 of them, before they could be relieved by the army. It was decided to send them.